This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. President Draupadi Murmu today conferred the Bharat Ratna, the country's highest civilian honour, on former Prime Ministers P.V. Narasimha Rao and Chaudhary Charan Singh, agriculture scientist M.S. Swaminathan and two-time former Bihar Chief Minister Karpuri Thakur posthumously at a ceremony held at the Rashtrapati Bhavan. The President will present the top civilian award of the country to former Deputy Prime Minister and veteran BJP leader L.K. Advani in New Delhi tomorrow. During the investiture ceremony this morning, relatives of awardees received the awards. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Union Home Minister Amit Shah, Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar, Bihar Chief Minister Nitish Kumar and other dignitaries were present at the investiture ceremony. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has lauded the contributions of former Prime Ministers Chaudhary Charan Singh, P.V. Narasimha Rao, former Chief Minister of Bihar, Karpuri Thakur and renowned scientist Dr. M.S. Swaminathan, who were conferred the Bharat Ratna today. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said Bharat Ratna is recognition of Chaudhary Charan Singh's contributions to the country's development, particularly in agriculture and rural development. He said P.V. Narasimha Rao worked extensively for the country's progress and modernization, and he is also known as a respected scholar and thinker. The Prime Minister said Bharat Ratna to Karpuri Thakur is a fitting tribute to a stalwart who dedicated his life to social justice and equality. Mr. Modi said Dr. M.S. Swaminathan's efforts propelled India from struggle to self-sufficiency in food production. Today is the last day for withdrawal of nominations for the first phase of Lok Sabha elections and assembly polls in Sikkim and Arunachal Pradesh. The nominations were closed on Wednesday and scrutiny of papers was done on Thursday. In Bihar, the filing of papers for the four parliamentary seats of Gaya, Aurangabad, Nawada and Jamui in the first phase of parliamentary elections ended on Thursday. The scrutiny of nominations in the state is being held today. The last date for withdrawal of candidature in the state is the 2nd of April. In the first phase, 102 Lok Sabha seats in 17 states, including Bihar and four Union Territories, will go to polls on the 19th of April. Simultaneously, single-phase polling for 32 assembly constituencies of Sikkim and 60 assembly constituencies in Arunachal Pradesh will also be held. Among 17 states and four Union Territories going to polls in the first phase of Lok Sabha polls, single-phase elections are being held in Tamil Nadu, Arunachal Pradesh, Meghalaya, Mizoram, Nagaland, Sikkim, Lakshadweep, Andaman and Nicobar Islands and Puducherry. The Election Commission of India extended the last date of nomination in Bihar due to the Festival of Holi and Bihar Foundation Day. BJP President J.P. Nadda has announced the Election Manifesto Committee for the ensuing Lok Sabha elections. The 27-member committee will be headed by Senior BJP Leader and Union Minister Rajnath Singh. Senior BJP Leader Nirmala Sitharaman will be the convener and Piyush Goyal will be the co-convener of the committee. Archana Patil Thakurkar, daughter-in-law of former Lok Sabha Speaker Shivraj Patil, joined the Bharatiya Janata Party today ahead of the upcoming Lok Sabha elections. The induction took place in the presence of Deputy Chief Minister of Maharashtra Devendra Fadnavis and State BJP Chief Chandrasekhar Bavankule. In Bihar, the left party CPIML today declared its candidates for the Lok Sabha elections a day after the announcement of seat-sharing agreement in the opposition Grand Alliance. The party will contest three Lok Sabha seats of Ara, Nalanda and Karakat. Party State Secretary Kunal said from Ara Parliamentary Constituency Sudama Prasad and Nalanda Constituency Sandeep Saurabh will contest elections. Both are also party MLAs. He said Raja Ram Singh will contest from Karakat Lok Sabha Constituency. Youth Affairs and Sports Minister Anurag Singh Thakur has said his ministry has taken serious note of alleged physical assault upon women footballers by their coach during the ongoing Indian Women's League in Goa. In a social media post today, Mr. Thakur said the All India Football Federation, AIFF, has been directed to take quick action and ensure the safety and security of footballers. In IPL cricket, Lucknow Super Giants will take on Punjab Kings at the Atal Bihari Vajpayee Khana Stadium in Lucknow. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. And with that, we end this news bulletin.